Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life, and thank you so much for tuning in to another broadcast of Boots on the Ground Blog Talk Radio. Thank you all so much. And if this is your first time tuning in, welcome to the show. It is sponsored by Walking Into a New Life, which is our nonprofit organization. And the mission of Walking Into a New Life is to stop domestic violence and help stabilize victims through a series of projects, programs, and initiatives that we host throughout the year. And so we welcome you to visit the website at wianl.org. When you go to the site, what you will find is information about who we are, what we do, and how we serve the community. We do have a Men Against Domestic Violence arm. We are working on a series of programs for the year, and we're asking those of you who are listening in, if you or someone that you know has gone through domestic violence but still having some issues and some adversities that you're trying to overcome, please contact us as soon as possible by email, which is info@wianl.org. Again, that's info@wianl.org, or you can call us at area code 901-466-6182. Again, that number is 901-466-6182. We are a nonprofit organization, so your donations of any amount whatsoever is tax deductible, and we do welcome them because the programs and the initiatives that we host, we make them of minimal cost or none at all, and that's in an effort to ensure that we're able to assist those in need to be able to transition from a victim to victorious state. So without further ado, again, I'm Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life, and I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in with us this evening. I am so very pleased to have our special guest with us tonight. She is a mother, a wife, an author, and she is a mother of six who boldly shares her faith with others. She shares her life experiences that have led her to the PTSD diagnosis and how she fought to battle back to a place of peace, joy, and healing. Sherry also shares the uncertainties her family faced when their youngest child was diagnosed with autism and how they refused to give up hope when he wouldn't do normal things in a normal setting as it's thought of. So she hopes that by telling her story, she will be the light that someone needs. So I present to some and introduce to others none other than Mrs. Sherry Timmons. Sherry, are you on the line with us?
I'm here. Hello.
Hi, Sherry. Thank you so very much for taking time out of your very busy schedule to be with us and share a word with us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for having me as a guest.
Well, we have tried a couple of times, I think, to have you on, and it's all, you know, the scheduling being what it has been between different things that have been going on with us throughout the year that we hadn't had the opportunity to have you on. So I'm just so pleased that you're with us today. And I'm just going to jump right in. We have less than 30 minutes at this point, so I'm just going to jump right in. I read a little bit about your bio, but if you would, just in your own words, share with our listening audience a little bit about who you are, the name of your book, and why you decided to write it.
Okay. As you mentioned, I am a mom of six, but outside of that, I work full-time in corporate America, and I've been there for over 20 years. And so some of the experiences that I've had are actually what led to my diagnosis of PTSD. And it was actually a challenge for me to decide to open up and tell my story and write my book, because going through that struggle is something that's very painful and very difficult. But as I went through my process of healing, I realized how many people are dealing with some of the same things. And some people are actually going through a lot more worse situations than what I was. And I knew that it was important to use my voice and to start sharing so that other people could do the same and get past the hurt that a lot of us just keep to ourselves and try to deal with by ourselves. And that led to my book, which is titled In a World of People, I Stand Alone, P PTSD and autism up close. And that also talks about our struggle with autism. So shortly after my diagnosis with PTSD, we found out that our youngest son has autism. And so trying to juggle both things at the same time and make sure that I was taking care of myself and also able to continue to take care of my family and now take care of our special needs child was just really a struggle. And again, there's so many families dealing with a lot of the same struggles, but it just seems that a lot of us choose to keep it private and not reach out for help because we're worried about the judgment and the stigmatism that comes with both PTSD and autism.
Wow. Well, thank you. First of all, let me say this. I appreciate the fact that you're being as honest and transparent as you are in saying that it was a challenge for you to open up and share. You know, a lot of times that's the reason that we don't, we may be going through some things, but we don't share it because we're not certain about how people will respond to us when we do. And so it takes a lot of courage to be able to do that and to acknowledge that, you know, you have had that diagnosis, and to be able to talk about your son and autism. For those who may not be aware of what autism is, would you mind sharing a little bit about what autism is and how you all came to learn that your child actually had it?
Sure. So I go about the explanation a little bit differently because, of course, there's all the medical terminology. And for me, it went over my head. So what I like to tell people is with our youngest son, and mind you, he's the youngest of six, if you think about your kids or even nieces or nephews or any children that you know and think about all the milestones that they have, walking, talking, drinking from sippy cups, writing, interacting with even something as simple as saying I love you, those are all huge milestones in every parent's memory with their children. However, for us, those milestones didn't occur when they were supposed to. And so as our son got older, and we noticed that there were things that he was not doing at the typical age, we began to question what was going on. And we also noticed his lack of desire to interact with people around him, being non-responsive to his name, or, you know, sometimes you'll see kids that cry when their mothers leave the room, or that eye contact, or needing that hug or that physical touch. And those are things that he just did not respond to. So we knew that something was going on. And we actually had to fight to get him diagnosed, which is another struggle within itself, because a lot of times, for us in our case anyway, we were told he's the youngest child, you baby him too much, he'll be okay, they usually develop a little bit later, there's nothing going on. But it was when he started school that we actually had a teacher that worked with us and had special education training and knew right away that there were some things that we needed to get help with. And so we got his diagnosis at age of four, and right away started with different therapies, speech therapies, physical therapies, lots of things to try to help him to be able to function in what we would refer to as a normal setting. And that's very difficult because for us, we don't mind crowds for the most part, or noises, or lights, or interacting with each other. And so, you know, for him, playtime at school, those were really difficult moments for him, which became difficult moments for us. We had to make sure that the school provided him an environment where he could flourish and grow and learn at the same time. So that is how I tried to explain it. Is his response time, his growth time, his reaction time is different than what we're used to seeing.
No, I think you explained it very well. And like you said, so many times when people give definitions, we give these clinical, technical definitions that oftentimes tend to go over people's heads. So you gave, I'm a visual person, so you gave a very visual explanation of what autism is and the challenges that all of you have faced with dealing with autism. I'm so glad to hear, though, that you continue to push and persevere to get someone to listen to you and not just accept that, oh, well, this is normal, because so oftentimes that's what tends to happen in cases of autism or with sexual assault or PTSD or domestic violence, any of those types of things, and we just kind of push you to the side and people will assume we'll get better. And that's
right.
why we don't get the help that we need early enough so that we can make the adjustments that need to be made so that, you know,
right.
we can have the quote-unquote normal setting and the quote-unquote normal life that we can based on where we are. So those of
right.
you who are just tuning in, I'm Joyce Kyle, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life, and thank you so much for tuning in for another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. We have the very, very talented and very courageous Sherry Timmons on the line with us today. She is a wife and mother of six, and she's been sharing her experiences with dealing with a child who has autism and the struggles that have taken place with that and making the necessary adjustments so that everyone can be comfortable and live a normal lifestyle. She's also spoken a bit about her experiences with PTSD. And so for those of you who may not know what PTSD is, PTSD stands for post-traumatic stress disorder. And by definition, and we were just talking about speaking in layman's terms, I'm going to read the definition of what has been said as PTSD. It says that PTSD develops after a terrifying ordeal that involves physical harm or the threat of physical harm. Persons who develop PTSD may have been the one who was harmed, the harm may have happened to a loved one, or the person may have witnessed a harmful event that happened to a loved one or strangers. One of the things that I want to point out as we talk a little bit more about this is that when we speak of it, PTSD, the first thing that normally comes to mind is war veterans. And that was always my interpretation of PTSD, was that it was for war veterans or people who had been involved in some type of traumatic experience along those lines. But being a survivor of domestic violence, it wasn't until, I guess, about 5 years ago that I attended a training that I realized that the things that I had been dealing with personally with, I have, sometimes I have a hand tremor. And I noticed that there are certain things that I may watch on television or even certain things that may have been said in my presence cause me to tense up. And those were triggers for me. I didn't recognize that at the time. And so it wasn't until I attended this conference and Dr. Gail Beck, who we've had on our show, in fact, she was my first show guest, is over the Athena Project, and she specializes in PTSD. And everything that she described was me. I just burst into tears right there at the workshop because it was the first time that I actually had a name to associate with my feelings. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know what your particular experience may have been that brought you to that point, but I will ask, was there a particular event or incident that made you come to the conclusion that PTSD was the diagnosis for you?
Actually, it was a series of events, and
okay.
it was something for me that built up over several years. And I honestly thought I was just exhausted, burnt out from work. And so my story is a little bit different. I went to the doctor, and I actually asked if I could get something to just help me get some rest. And she immediately knew something else was going on. And so she actually refused to write me any type of prescription and told me to see a therapist, which that right there was another struggle because from my background, we just do not go outside of the home for help. Again, going back to that privacy and keeping your business your own, you know. So that
right,
was already
right.
Very difficult for me to do. And I knew that I needed something, though. So I went on ahead and I followed her instructions and made that appointment and went to see the therapist. And within 10 minutes of talking to the therapist, I was actually told I wasn't going to be able to return to work, which was another blow, because work at that point in my life is what defined me. It's what gave me my purpose. It's who I thought I was. And so to take that from me was something that I had to learn how to let go and realize that work was not who or what defined me. As a matter of fact, it's where I got lost. And so in speaking to a therapist and talking about different events that had taken place, when she gave me my diagnosis, I honestly thought she was wrong. I told her I was going to get a second opinion, because the same as you, when I heard of PTSD prior, my only relation was to somebody that had military background. And I never, ever associated it with anything outside of that. So there was just no way possible that that could be what I have. But in going through therapy sessions, and mind you, again, it was a struggle, and I went through therapy regularly for almost 2 years. And so there were a lot of things that I was able to identify that I had held within, where I should have spoke out, I should have asked for help. I should have acknowledged how those things made me feel and how they affected me. And then also those triggers that you talk about. Knowing those triggers are very important, because there are things that we carry with us from childhood that will become triggers as we become adults and go through our journey. And so identifying those and understanding them and being able to acknowledge them, but not give those triggers the power that they had before, were very important steps to my path of healing. So, again, I think what people need to understand is there are a lot of different situations, but it goes back to the effect that it has on our emotional state. It's not just about a physical event that can happen. If it is traumatic enough to make that person feel as if they are in danger, or somebody else is in danger, or even witnessing somebody else has something happen to them, that has the ability to make somebody suffer and have to reach out and ask help when it comes to PTSD. So that's one of the reasons that I'm very vocal, is because a lot of us have a misunderstanding of what it is and how somebody can have that diagnosis come about. And I think the more that people talk about it and the different situations that are shared, people will understand that there are a lot more people that just simply aren't speaking up because they are not sure what name goes, like how you said you had a name that was given to what you were experiencing. And for me, that's very important, because I know where I was at my lowest of lows, and I know how difficult my journey was. And I know that there are people that have gone through things much worse that are still needing to know that there is hope and that there is help for them, that they don't have to deal with or struggle with this by themselves.
Absolutely. Very well said. And that is one of the takeaways that I really want our listening audience to get from this interview, is that you are not alone. And that's why we try to make sure that we give information on different types of issues. While our primary focus is on domestic violence and sexual assault, mental illness and mental health issues are very important issues that need to be addressed, because so much of what we deal with sexual assault and domestic violence, and again, that's our primary focus, but you have so many other things that come as a result of those experiences, and PTSD is definitely one of them. Anytime you, as Sherry said, if you see something that has happened that's traumatic, it doesn't necessarily even mean that it's happened directly to you, but it could have been something that you witnessed, something that happened in childhood. It could have been that you were mugged. And, you know, just any number of things can cause other triggers to take place. And so I'm glad that you got the help that you needed. I'm certainly pleased that I got the help that I needed. I'm grateful that you use your voice to be able to share with other people about these experiences, because you're absolutely right. You're not alone. I'm not alone. There are too many statistics that show that there are a lot of people who are hurting. And I just want to say this really quickly before I ask for your contact information. You know, this is the first of the year, and we spent a lot of time talking about resolutions and getting our physical health together, and I'm going to lose 20 pounds, I'm going to go to a gym, I'm going to tone up, I'm going to this, and this with our physical selves. We don't spend nearly as much time as I feel like that we need to on our mental self, our emotional state. If our
right.
emotions aren't in part, then we can't get the physical parts of us together, you know, because for me, eating is my comfort. You know, that's where I found comfort. So I could work out, exercise all I wanted. But when I finished, you know, my comfort was getting chocolate and donuts, and I still struggle, you know, with that. So I just want
right.
to encourage everyone to please concentrate on your mental health as well as your physical health. And so at this time, Sherry, because we're getting down to our last few minutes, I would like for you to share with our listening audience how they can get in touch with you.
I am on Facebook, and they can just find me at Sherry Timmons. It's S-H-E-R-I, and last name is Timmons with T-I-M-M-O-N-S. Or I know that some people really have a difficult time on social media, so they can always email me, and it's backwards. It's timmons.sherry@att.net. And I answer all emails, even if it's something where people are just asking, where do I go to get help? So, again, just know that you're not alone. Know that you're not the first person going through it, and you're definitely not going to be the last. And it takes a lot of strength and courage to say that you need help. So,
and Sherry,
just know that.
Go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted them to know that there are so many people that are here and understanding and just praying for them and on their side.
Absolutely. And I know that we have several people that are listening in that I know personally that are avid readers. And since you have written the book, please share the name of your book and how they can purchase it.
Okay, so it is In a World of People, I Stand Alone, PTSD and Autism Up Close, and it is available on Amazon.
And all of this information, you all, will be posted on the website as well as our Facebook fan page, the Walking Into a New Life Facebook fan page. So if you're not already a fan of the page, please go and do so now. We're also going to create a fan page for just the radio show, so that we can also have another means of being able to reach our listening audience with past shows as well as upcoming shows, so you can keep up with it that way. I do strongly advise you, if you are listening to this show and you have not yet followed the show, please click on that follow button. That way you will always get a reminder of who's going to be on the show in the weeks ahead, as well as being able to go back and listen to all past shows. Every show that we've had has had guests on that have provided tangible resources, and I stress the word tangible because I want people to always get something from listening that they can take back to their community. So Sherry is actually in Texas, but there's a need for information and resources in Texas just like it is in Tennessee and all the other 48 states. And around the globe. So no matter where you are, always tune into this show and listen to those past replays, because it's not the information is not dated. Everything is information that can be used now until the end of time. So Sherry, as we close out, do you have any last remarks, any takeaways, anything that you have coming up, book signings, anything of that nature that you'd like to share?
Book signings are forthcoming, but there is one thing that's very important to me that I want to close out with. And the other huge thing that really helped me is my faith in prayer and reading scriptures. So for those of you that have a church home, or even if you don't, seek out a church and a prayer group and ask for help too, because having people that are able to provide you with that love and encouragement and support is very, very important. So I just want to end on that you do have to seek the right people to surround yourself with.
Absolutely. Very well said. I want people to know that if you or someone that you know dealing with PTSD or maybe have some of the signs and the symptoms based on what we've talked about on this show, please feel free to reach out to us at 901-466-6182 or email us at info@wial.org. Would be more than happy to connect you with Dr. Gail Beck and the Athena Project, or you can actually reach out directly to the Athena Project and ask for Dr. Beck. She is here in Memphis, Tennessee. Her information we're going to post again on our website as well as the fan page so that you can have it. But, of course, you can reach out to us and we'll get you connected. The services there are of no cost to you. In terms of autism, we have a wonderful program here in Tennessee, in Memphis, called Transformations. It's an autism treatment center. Their number is 901-379-8827. Again, they're called Transformations. It's an autism treatment center here in Memphis. And, again, we have the Athena Project, which is an excellent, excellent program for those who may be going through post-traumatic stress disorder or may have the signs and just want to talk to someone to get more information about it, to see if that is their diagnosis and what they need to do. So on that note, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in another episode of Boots on the Ground Blog Talk Radio Show. I want to thank Mrs. Sherry Timmons for being our very special guest for today. Sherry, thank you so much for your openness, your honesty, your transparency and your candor in sharing your experiences with you and your family.
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity.
And again, for those of you who have not followed this show yet, please make sure that you go and click on the follow button now. Do go to wial.org to learn more about us. We do have some things that are going to be coming up very soon, so we'd love for you to take part of that. The next thing that we have coming up is going to be our Pampering Support Day, which we host once a quarter with the Circle of Inspiration. So we would love to have you all, if you're in Memphis, Tennessee area, if you're a victim, survivor, or an advocate for domestic violence, then we encourage you to come out and contact us directly for the information regarding the exact date, time, and location, because we do try to keep that confidential for the sake of privacy and confidentiality. But all victims, survivors, and advocates are encouraged to come and participate with us. Again, your donations of any amount are absolutely tax deductible, so we welcome them, we need them, we want them, and we certainly appreciate them. This has been another episode of Boots on the Ground. I have been your host, Joyce Kyle, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. Thank you so much for tuning in. We look forward to having you join us next week. Please share this information with people within your circle of influence. Encourage them to follow the show and to learn more about what we're doing. And also make sure that you go back and listen to the replays. Again, the information is not dated. It's all very useful. It's all very relevant. And it's all very helpful to help us as a community transition from victim to victorious. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Joyce Kyles. Have a wonderful evening.